gear up for No Menthol Sunday this Sunday, May 16th. On the line, we're talking to Portia Reddick-White, who's the Vice President, Strategic Partnerships, Campaign for Tobacco-Free Kids. That is a long title, but you got a lot on your plate, especially with the recent information about menthol cigarettes. How you doing today, sis?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me today.
Absolutely. And of course, there was some talk about, you know, menthol cigarettes being banned. I saw some people clutch their pearls and say, are they trying to police more black people through this? But Portia, and you can help me on this. From what I understand, menthol cigarettes are a major reason why tobacco use is the leading cause of preventable death for black Americans.
Indeed, they are. That's due to the fact that menthol cigarettes have been placed and targeted within the African-American, the black community, by the tobacco industry since the 50s. And back in the 1950s, actually, African-Americans, blacks, were 10% users of menthol cigarettes. Today, it's 85%.
Ooh, Lord.
And let me share what that means. Yeah, 85%. And so the scientific evidence shows that menthol cigarettes are more harmful to public health than other cigarettes because menthol numbs the throat. It masks the harshness of cigarette smoking, which makes it easier for kids to try cigarettes and eventually get hooked. And menthol also makes cigarettes more addictive, harder to quit.
Mm.
So the bottom line is, because of menthol, more young people start smoking, fewer people stop and quit. And that's really especially the case among black Americans who've been targeted by the tobacco industry. And though, you know, black smokers smoke at the same rate as white smokers, actually, black smokers find it harder to quit. And they actually do try to quit, but they're less likely to succeed. And that's due in part to the greater use of menthol cigarettes. So the fact that the menthol gets you hooked and you stay on it, you know, you breathe it down deep with that nicotine, it really can do some harm in your lungs. That's why we do have a lot of the, you know, the leading cause of death in lung cancer among the African-American population. But you also have, you know, the other morbidities of heart disease, strokes, diabetes even, that really fall within that whole morbidity factor. We lose about 45,000 African-Americans each year due to the morbidities of tobacco. Yeah, related to those, that preventable death. Yeah.
So this Sunday is No Menthol Sunday. Now, how can the faith community help improve the outcomes for black Americans and also, Portia, help in the area of getting resources to people so they can quit smoking?
So the theme this Sunday, of course, is a new day. And you ask, how does the faith community and how can the faith community help to get the word out? And well, of course, a new day represents this renewed opportunity to build tobacco-free communities, communities that are free of this, these tobacco-related diseases, make them a thing of the past. We want to make sure that as congregants come together, as ministers share, that they're able to participate with No Menthol Sunday by sharing this knowledge. You know, another thing here is that you ask about cessation. You ask about helping people quit smoking. Well, all smokers need to be aware, really, that free help is available to them right now. They can get help by dialing 1-800-QUIT-NOW. It's the QUIT line. So it's 1-800-QUIT-NOW. Or visit smokefree.gov. But we hope that by educating congregants and community members about tobacco and vaping and the role of flavors like menthol, that we will encourage folks to stay wake, or woke as they say, about this current issue and how it's related to tobacco use and prevention, so that we're helping to sustain lives and helping to keep us all vigilant and moving forward.
All right. No Menthol Sunday. National observance led by the Center for Black Health and Equity to encourage faith leaders, their congregants, to get involved. Let's kick butts, literally, especially when it comes to those menthol cigarettes. Thank you, Portia Reddick-White, Vice President, Strategic Partnerships, Campaign for Tobacco-Free Kids, for talking to us today. And look forward to more discussions on this in the future.
Thank you. Go to nomentholsunday.org for more information.